Second hour here on this Tuesday morning. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. We'll head east. We'll bring in Vince Ferrara coming up at high noon. That's coming up at 12 o'clock. And Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders will talk to us to begin the final hour, the significance of yesterday in this market in 2009. Hard to believe it's been that long ago. But we'll do that coming up at 1 o'clock. But right now, let's talk to Joseph Newgarden, our buddy. He was just at Mid-Ohio, a track that he's enjoyed over the years. And he now joins us. We are a month away. Yes, a month away from the big race. Downtown, the streets of Nashville. Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Hard to believe that we're just a month out. Joseph, how you doing?
I'm good, Darren. This is your friendly reminder. Like you said, the race is a month out. Go to MusicCityGP.com. Get your tickets. It's going to be a great show.
It was, and you heard the Motley Crue coming in. They just played at Nissan Stadium last week. Vince Neil is a big proponent of what you do, big proponent of this race. He's helped out a lot in helping the fine folks promote this and make this the event that it's been. Have you ever met Vince? Have you ever been around Vince? You like Motley Crue? I'm putting you on the spot.
I've never met Vince, but that's a huge endorsement right there. But I'm with him. I think it's a great event. Everyone has a great time at it. You know, second year I think will be better than the first, which is saying something because the first year was really good. And you know, I'm focused on how I can win the race. That's the big thing for me. When I show up, I have an opportunity to win it, and it would be very special to do that.
What is your music of choice? What do you like?
I like everything. You know, so Motley Crue's good, but I'm part of this newer generation. I guess I listen to everything. It can be, you know, it can be rock, it can be pop, it can be R&B, it can be, you know, hip hop, whatever it is. I mean, I don't really have a favorite genre.
Okay. All right. So I said you've had success. You've enjoyed Mid-Ohio. That was yesterday. I think you qualified 14th. You finished 7th. It's a race you've won in the past. What have you liked about that track there in Lexington, Ohio, in the past that you've had so much success there?
Well, it's definitely a classic IndyCar track for us. You know, Mid-Ohio is, I think, one of the oldest tracks that we go to outside the Indianapolis 500. We've been going there 40-plus years. So it's a, you know, really special track to the series, challenging. You know, it's short, and it's just a little over a minute to get around the place, but it's really high speed, high commitment, and it was fun on the 4th of July weekend. You know, everyone comes out to these events, and they camp all weekend long. So you go visit the campgrounds, which I made sure to do with a couple of my teammates, and, you know, just seeing everybody there all weekend, up early, up late. It's really what makes that type of event fun is the way people, you know, embrace the entire weekend, and they're there with their families the entire time.
You know, I just got back from St. Louis. I spent most of all last week in St. Louis. We were there for Suns baseball tournament, and you know, you're there for business, kind of like you as a driver. You get to these places and you're there for business, but there is some downtime and sometimes you can be able to veer away and went to a Cardinals game and went to the Arch and stuff like that, but it's not a whole lot. How much time do you, I think we've talked about this in the past, do you get much downtime where you can actually, if you're in a place where you can kind of wander off and check some things out, or is that just impossible for what you do?
It depends on the track that you're going to. You know, Mid-Ohio, you're pretty much locked down there.
Yeah.
You're an hour north of Columbus, so no one really wants to leave the track. That's why everyone camps there, because you're kind of just enjoying the weekend and the festivities at that location. But if you're going to a place like Toronto or Long Beach, you know, St. Petersburg in Florida, you know, those are tracks that are fun to, you know, maybe get out at night for an hour or two when you have time. You don't have a lot of time to do much. I mean, you're there working every day. So typically, you know, what people get up to is they're trying to find the best restaurants in town. Or, you know, if you're a foodie, you're trying to find those, you know, hole-in-the-wall places or those secret places that not everybody knows about. And you're just getting that, you know, culinary experience for each market that you're going to. That's kind of the big thing in the paddock.
You just said Toronto is up next. So tell us a little bit about that race. And, you know, where is it? Because I've been there. There's a lot to do. It's a massive city. If you're able to sneak away, do you have a favorite spot in Toronto? I know you've been going there for years, so tell us about it.
Well, Toronto is very good for Asian food. So if you like dumplings, there's amazing spots you can go to, and it's got great sushi as well. So those are the highlights for me. That's where I'm going in Toronto. I've got some go-to spots. But the track's fun. It's similar to Nashville in some ways. I mean, Toronto's a bigger city than Nashville, so it's not quite in the heart. You know, I find the Music City GP is actually really cool because it's so close to the heart of downtown. You know, you're just a couple of minutes away from Broadway walking. Yeah. Whereas Toronto, you're a bit more of a stretch from like the city center. You've got to, you know, basically get a cab if you want to get down there to where we are. But it's in the city, and it's a fun place to go race. But I love those events. You know, the street course events like Nashville here. And in Toronto, you know, you're in the heart of the action, really. So it's at nighttime, you do get those opportunities to go explore a little bit.
What do some of the other drivers, obviously, you talk to them, you chat with them. Well, this is just going to be year two, but they know you're from here. They know what this means to you. So obviously, I'm sure that conversation has taken place. What do they think about this race, the other drivers?
Well, this is one of the highlights for sure. You know, I don't want to – I mean, every race, you know, as a driver, you like going to any event because you're there to drive. But most people bring kind of an entourage to Nashville because everyone else wants to come to Nashville. So I think they definitely have a strong affinity for this race, for this city. You know, the popularity of the city has only been growing over the years, and everybody in our part of the world knows that. And they love coming here. They love this town. You know, I know people that are down here, other drivers that are down here this week just for 4th of July because they wanted to be in Nashville. And so I think everyone does look forward to coming to it these days. And, you know, I never would have dreamed we would have been able to put an IndyCar race in the middle of downtown in the city. So it's a good combination. You know, this IndyCar racing in this city, everyone's a fan of it. I don't really know anyone that dislikes this event.
We're talking to Joseph Newgarden. Right now, he is in third place in the IndyCar Series standings right now. 8 races to go on the circuit, and one of them, of course, is in Nashville in about a month, and that's the word we're going to keep getting at on our station as we count down to the second race that we've had downtown, all kinds of stuff. But, Joseph, I do want to ask you, Max Herz and I, who is in the studio with us today, we were subbing and doing the sounds game the night that you threw out the first pitch for the Sounds. So this is always fascinating. Darren and I have both done it at a Sounds game before. So we had to know your strategy. Did you warm up ahead of time? What was the mindset?
I showed up way too early. And, you know, I think the crowd was down a bit just because it looked like it was going to be bad weather. I thought it was going to get canceled. So I showed up a little bit too early, probably an hour before I was even supposed to be there. And, I threw a couple practice pitches with some of the staff there at the event. They were really nice to hang out with us. But then, you know, I got a double pitch. I think I threw it too early. You know, they called me up, and I just went very quickly. I got up to the mound and on top of it, and I threw it right away. And then they told me to throw another pitch. I was like, did I throw this too quickly? And my first pitch was good. My second pitch was a little high. But it's fun. You know, I grew up playing baseball in this part of the country. And so, I know a little bit about the sport, and, you know, getting those opportunities was fun. I had my dad with me. So we hung out for a little bit and watched the game.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Of course, from where you're from, there's some pretty good baseball that's played.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, growing up, baseball was the sport that I was kind of, entrenched in, you know, from 4 years old to 15, and then, you know, then after 15, racing really took a hold, and then I just wanted to focus on that. But, you know, baseball was a big part of my upbringing and my background, and so I got to get some more Sounds games. You know, I didn't realize how great that stadium was. It's been a while since I've been out there.
So we're gonna call it a 1-1 count. We're gonna call it a 1-1 count for the next time you throw the first pitch. So then you'll be up one ball, two strikes, and you'll be ready to throw the slider to put them away.
Yeah, I need two more pitches then, you know? Give me two more shots. I'll give you two heaters.
Well, you took two on the last one, so just throw two strikes the next time. We'll call it a strikeout. That's good stuff.
Exactly.
You're starting a trend.
I love it. Love it.
Did you ever go to Greer growing up here?
I don't believe so, no.
Wow. Well, First Horizon's a big upgrade.
Yes, no doubt.
A huge upgrade. Hey, always good to chat with you. Hard to believe we're a month away. Can't wait till it gets here. Look forward to seeing you then. Best of luck in Toronto, and the rest of the way, we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks for doing this.
All right, boys. Take care.
All right, Joseph Newgarden, always good to catch up with him. Hard to believe we are exactly a month away from that race weekend. Yes, August 5th through the 7th. And if you experienced it last year, I know you're going back because I've talked to tons of people who said, oh, yeah, I bought my tickets the minute I could after last year. And if you've been hearing us talk about it, especially the day after the race, all the feedback that we got, I went to it, took my family. Wow, we had an unbelievable time. You've probably heard a lot of people praising it endlessly. Hopefully you're going to give it a shot. It'll be bigger and better than last year. And last year, the crowd was massive, and it was great racing. So keep that in mind. Just a month away from that race, downtown streets of Nashville by Nissan Stadium. It is so cool, that track layout. So always good to catch up with Joseph Newgarden. We'll continue to have drivers on every Tuesday on the program leading up to that race downtown. We'll come back. More DDC, some news happening. We'll get to that on the other side here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app.